Welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys, and we appreciate you tuning in. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking about all kinds of fall vegetables and what to do with them and how to take care of them so that you can have them throughout the winter and maybe into the spring.
We did have some meat. We had the trout, pickled trout.
Yeah, a herring or whatever it is you like, yeah. But, and you know, you can – Chaz was here last week when you were up hunting, Bob, and he talked about canning venison.
Oh, yeah.
And he does that. Again, something I've never done, but he claims it makes it taste more like roast beef.
It's so good.
Than anything.
If you're afraid of venison and you want to store some meat, just have somebody who cans venison give you a can and try it.
Right.
Because anybody who cans venison typically knows what they're doing. You don't mess around with something like that too much. I mean, it's a science, and you have to be very precise for it, but...
So you put that in a jar, and then you put the jar in what's called a pressure cooker.
Yep.
Right? And the jar is full of a liquid, almost like a gravy.
Let me give you the Adeline version of
it. Okay, yeah.
My mother did, and she didn't use a pressure cooker. I don't think they knew they had to do that back. Maybe she did. I don't know. But she had a pressure cooker. I don't remember that part of it. But I'm going to do some this year. Here's the beauty of canning venison. I think we're in for a whale of a winter.
Yeah.
I do. We've got acorns like I've never seen.
Oh, I know.
I thought last year was heavy, and we had a pretty cold winter. This year I've got wild cherries and acorns. It's like apocalyptic levels. It's just crazy. So if Mother Nature is trying to tell us something, we might be in for a really cold winter. And we've seen enough power disruptions and enough disruptions around the world that you just don't know what's going to... If you're a prepper, here's the ultimate prepper food. You don't have to spend $400 online with some guy trying to sell you a kit. Make your own. And so what my mother would do is she would cut it up. Remember, they used to call them beef tips when you go to a restaurant, the fancy restaurants when you were a kid. They had the little square cubed pieces of steak or whatever it was. She would cut all of the meat up like that, and then she would saute it.
Okay.
And, I mean, batches and batches, because, you know, a whole deer is a lot. There's where your big cast iron's really nice.
Yep.
And some good garlic EVO from Old World Olive Company.
Mm-hmm.
And then season it. And then she would put all those cubes in a jar along with sliced onion and garlic. And then she would make up a giant vat of gravy. Now, you can actually buy the gravy mix, or you can use beef bouillon to make your gravy, whatever you want to do. But then you pour the jars up with that, and you leave it down
from
the top.
Leave a little headspace.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
You leave it down from the top so it doesn't boil over and ruin the seal.
Yep.
And then you put your lids on soft, and you put them in the pressure cooker. You can actually use these little Instapots, and all these things are pressure cookers now.
Yeah.
But do your research. I'm not going to tell you how long you have to do it because they recommend longer than what I ever remember anybody doing it. But you don't want salmonella as the long and the short of
right.
it. And if you're pre-sautéing it, you're already cooking it to a certain extent.
Right.
So you're going to get rid of a lot of those
So this
bacteria.
Is a quart ball jar with the little tin lid on there and a cap. Or do you cap them after you take them out of the...
No. You first of all... I think I'm going to do a bunch of them in the pint jars.
Okay.
Because it seems like when you open a quart of something, it ends up in the refrigerator.
Well,
there's
sure.
only two in our house.
Right.
Most of the time. And it'll take me a little longer, but then I've got a meal for two, and it's just perfect
right.
size. But you get your new lids. Don't reuse lids.
Right, because the seal doesn't
But the
hold.
Rings you can reuse forever,
right.
As long as they're not rusty. And then you put that on there kind of loosely. You don't put it on real tight. You screw it down so that it's firm but not tight. And then you put it in the pressure cooker for 3 to 7 hours, whatever they tell you. And you just do them in batches like that. And if you do your research on like an Instapot or something like that, they might even have canned meat recipes in their book, and they can tell you how long you need to do it.
Sure.
But I'm telling you, dude, When I met my wife, we were at Ferris.
Yeah, yep, I remember that.
I had a little mobile home on 3 acres I was so proud of. I bought a mobile home on land with an artesian well, and I was king of my castle. But guess what? I didn't have any money.
Yeah.
And when I had to fill that propane tank, buddy, I didn't have money for groceries.
Right.
And my mom and dad were in Arizona, and they'd call home every Saturday. How you doing? What do you need? It's like, oh, do you have food? Finally, I couldn't lie to her. It's like, not much. And she's like, oh, my gosh, go out to the house, because it's only 5 miles from their place. I went out to her pantry in the basement, and there are racks of canned vegetables, and I found some venison. Now, here's one you'd like. She used to do half of it in barbecue sauce.
Oh,
she'd make her own sauce. And that was really good. You want to have a barbecue sandwich?
Yeah.
It's all done. You literally heat the thing up in a saucepan and
ooh, sounds good.
Tear it a little bit, and you're, oh, fantastic. But in the gravy, my wife still doesn't really act like she likes venison, but I'll tell you what, in college, she loved it. Because
hungry kids, man. Yeah.
We'd boil up noodles and just put that on the noodles, and it's an instant meal.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Cool. So,
what about the softer vegetables? What do we do with those if we want to store those? I'm talking like squash and maybe bell peppers, mushrooms,
tomatoes,
those kind of things.
But that squash, red onion, red bells, mushrooms, tomato marinated, carrots, celery, asparagus, and spices. I marinated. I chop all that stuff up a couple weeks ago when I picked my garden, and I chopped it all up.
It's almost like a salsa, but the squash is.
But they're in chunks. I did it in larger chunks, and I marinated it, and then I lightly sauteed it when I would eat it. Oh my gosh, was it good? It was like a warm salad. Fantastic. Just, you know, some oil and vinegar and spices, and that medley. It's just beautiful. And usually, you know, like I grew a ton of cherry tomatoes this year. Those, we have more than we need.
Right.
So I end up with a bunch of them in the fridge. I just threw those in there. And those work great to top off soups or anything like that, because you add a little acid.
Uh-huh.
And you put those in something you're sauteing like that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, dude, I'm getting really hungry just looking at this right now.
Open up a little bit. Yeah. Cool.
No, I didn't even do that.
Oh, really? You just put them in there?
Yeah.
Hold them.
They look
better. Let them break down a little bit.
They look better. You're just sauteing it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not, you know, the mushrooms are gorgeous because they've been marinating for a day.
Yeah. What'd you marinate them in?
Just, like I said, vinegar and oil and some spices.
Or a cheap Italian dressing?
You
is
can.
Is okay?
It is. It really is. A zesty is always good.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, I think anywhere around the world.
So it's Halloween season coming up in the next couple of weeks. There's pumpkins everywhere. You drive by the road, it's like, why did that farmer grow 6 million of those things? Because the first week in November, you're going to see half of them still in the field, but I think it's just because they're easy to grow.
They look good.
And they look
good.
It's
eye candy.
Yeah.
So here's a cool tip for you. People don't tend to buy many pumpkins. They buy one and carve it. Well, if you do buy one and carve it, take it out and feed it to your deer.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Yep,
they'll love it. They'll love it.
Yep.
But here's the other thing. You can buy those medium-sized pumpkins. You can cut them into quarters or whatever sizes will fit on a baking pan. And you can, of course, gut them out. And I think you put a little oil on them even. But then roast them in your oven. And if you want to have a pumpkin pie that's actually a pumpkin pie, it'll blow your socks off. I mean, it's fantastic. It'll be the best pumpkin pie your wife ever made. And I know your wife likes to bake.
Right. And you can't convince me that a pumpkin pie is a good thing. It's just not on my radar.
I'm sorry. You're un-American.
You've seen that meme where the pumpkin's sitting on a little chair, and it looks like he's about ready to take a dump, and there's a pie underneath it. That's what I feel like a little.
I'm sorry that you're so un-American.
That's not un-American.
It is very un-American.
I don't like pumpkin pie, man. I'm not an orange vegetable guy. So squash, pumpkin, carrots, they're my favorite.
Oh, my gosh. He's a vegetable racist.
I'm not,
it's all about the color.
I like the colors, but I don't like that color. So, anyway, whatever.
So roasting pumpkin's a good deal. Yeah, but if you don't like pumpkin pie, you're not going to do that. But for those normal people out there, roast a few pumpkins and make real pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Your guests will be blown away.
Yeah,
it's velvety.
They'll blow something.
Velvety.
Anyway. Well, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Glad Bob was back. It'd been a couple weeks, so we, thanks for listening to our banter. And we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. If you're up in a tree, Bob, be safe. Tie that harness in. And get out
strap
there.
Strap in.
Right. Get out there and enjoy some of this beautiful fall weather in Michigan. And won't be too long where we are that the colors will be peaky.
So. Yeah, and get your canning spices and jars now.
All right.
See ya.
We'll talk with you next week.